The temporary payroll tax holiday President Trump issued last month went into effect this week. It allows employers to pause payroll tax collection from employee paychecks, which boosts take-home pay through the end of this year. But few, if any, Idaho employers are participating. Troy Oppie explains.
In a survey of more than two dozen of Idaho's largest employers, all 19 respondents, including Simplot, Boise State, and Idaho Power, were not implementing the payroll tax holiday, at least not yet. Some were still evaluating the program and haven't ruled it out. The IRS released guidance last Friday, just 2 days before the program's start date.
Very few folks have suggested that they would advise their clients to take advantage of it because it's the uncertainty.
That's Kelly Phillips Erb, a Philadelphia tax attorney and columnist for Forbes and Bloomberg Tax. Right now, the program is just a tax deferral, not a tax cut, and employees may have to pay it back next year. Erb says there's no specific guidance if an employee leaves or doesn't make enough money to pay the taxes back.
So a lot of tax folks interpreted this to mean that the employer would remain responsible for the tax even if the employee doesn't repay it.
If the deferral does become a cut, as the president has promised if he's reelected, hesitant employers don't know if they could retroactively include employees. So far, the Treasury Department hasn't provided any clarity, and companies continue to hesitate. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.